And now it's time for more of Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, where power just got restored, but we're not. We're still on Lucy Global, and so next segment, we're going to be back up full power here, but having a great time. It's just Rick and myself here having a great time talking fishing with you. It's you and Pete and Rick today, so your phone calls, your texts, and having a great time just talking fishing today from right here in the heart of sport fishing of Southern California, San Diego and Point Loma, and right next to Fisherman's Landing and Point Loma Sport Fishing and all the other landings.
Yeah, we're having a great time here this morning, and it's been a lot of fun and a unique show that's all about your phone calls and all about having a good time. And, man, come join us here. We got plenty of time. If you want to jump in, give us a call again, 213-432-1090. Number's the same, 213-432-1090. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Also, you can send us a text. The text only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the free download. It's the best way to participate. Listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Call in to Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way that you can send your text questions in. And, boy, when you do send in that text, make sure you include your contact info. Because, as Pete mentioned before, we are giving away a killer prize today. And if you send a text, we need to make sure to be able to get it back to you. And that prize is a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Again, Pete mentioned it. Captain Ryan Bostian, Captain Matt Brawla, absolutely killing it. Those guys have had some great fishing going on. And, you know, yellowfin, bluefin, yellowtail, the whole nine. So somebody's going to get to go fishing at the end of the show today on board the San Diego at a C4.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, hey, you know, we've got a lot lined up here for the show, but a great text came through here, and I think this is kind of fun, just being Rick and myself. Let's take this question from Charles in Del Mar. He's 16 years old, and my uncle told me about the show last year. He said Rick started by answering the phones for Pete and is now the co-host. And is that true? And why don't you kind of give the rundown of how you got involved with Let's Talk Hookup? I know you've told the story before, but Rick, give us a rundown.
That's cool. I'd love to. It's a story that is very special to me. So my dad and I used to listen to Let's Talk Hookup every weekend. We would get up in the mornings, and, you know, that's back in the old days when we were on from 6 to 8, and, you know, Dad would make coffee, and we'd sit in the living room, and, I mean, I can remember it for sure. We would put the fishing shows on TV and put it on mute, and then we would listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and we used to call the show, and it was a big thing that, you know, that we both loved. And then I met Pete at Fred Hall's show before, and where it really started was I had a school project in eighth grade that required us to do an interview with somebody in the field. And any time in school when
you're
I was
like
a kid,
14,
when we got
to, right?
I was 14, yeah. Anytime in school I got to this was pre that. I think I was 13 then, because it was I was still in 8th grade. Or however old you are then. Part of the requirement was to do an interview, so I called Pete and asked if I could do an interview with him for the school project, and it was so cool. I mean, being a big fan of the show, he let me come down, and Dad drove me down in the morning, and we got to sit in the studio, and Fred and Bart Hall were the guests that day. And, you know, as a kid who was crazy about fishing and listening to Let's Talk Hookup, to get to sit in the studio with Pete and Marty and meet Fred Hall and Bart Hall, and then Pete let me, you know, conduct the interview with a bunch of fun fishing questions, and I got an A on the project, and I wrote Pete back and told him how, you know, much I appreciate it. And that's where we kind of met. And there was another gentleman that was answering the phones, and he was going on a fishing trip, so they needed a substitute phone screener. And so when he would be gone on the weekends, my dad would wake up extra early in the mornings and drive me down to the studio, and I became the substitute phone screener. And then eventually that gentleman left, and I became the full-time phone screener. And then when after a little bit of time, when Marty was doing the show, he felt a little more comfortable having a second person in the studio, and so I became the kind of substitute help fill in co-host. And Pete, you could mention that part of the story because it's always fun. Marty was the most accomplished TV actor, comfortable in front of a million people, but that one little part, he did not like doing Let's Talk Hookup without a second person in the room.
Yeah, it was so funny because the guy was the master at reading a script. Of course, he did over 40 movies and, you know, Adam 12, Route 66, and you know, geez, he dated Raquel Welch, for crying out loud, you know, back in the day. Anyway, Marty was scared to death to do the show by himself because, and it's more so because of his fishing knowledge. Marty was such a perfectionist that he wanted to be accurate about everything he said. So therein comes in Rock God Rick, who knew a lot about stuff. And, of course, we talked about how we got the name Rock God Rick. Did we mention that yet?
We didn't. Let's Talk Hookup, you know, used to do the Let's Talk Hookup on the water seminar trips. And there was one that happened to be going in February on board the Legend at a Seaforth back then. And Joel Ralston was the captain. And we went out to the 60-mile bank. And the trip happened to go over my birthday. And, you know, my dad and I went on the trip with Pete and the crew. And it was a great trip. And I was a real young kid. And I happened to have a really good trip. And, you know, back then, I took a picture at the end of the trip with a couple of big stringers of Rock Cod, and Pete, you know, just casually said, "Man, you keep that. We're going to have to call you Rock Cod Rick." And, man, I tried to shake that name for so long, and it stuck, and now I love it. You know, it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, no, 13 fishing on a Let's Talk Hookup trip on board the Legend out of then, and that was it, man. It's been Rock Cod ever since.
So let's see, you're what, 41 now? Is that
right?
Yeah,
41.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, we're talking, what, 25, almost 30 years ago, right?
Yeah, getting pretty close.
20, holy mackerel, yeah, making me feel old, right? We're talking about Mills. Anyway, yeah, it's been a great relationship. Rick is like an awesome guy, and so proud to see him be accomplished now as being an owner and manager at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and all of his accomplishments, and couldn't do it without Rick. It is absolutely the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, was having Rick come into our world of Let's Talk Hookup, and we hope for many, many more years together, for sure. And
no doubt, Lenny.
Excited about that. Yeah. So Chuck, pursue your passions and pursue your dreams, or excuse me, Charles from Del Mar there, pursue your dreams and get out fishing, for sure. Hey, phones are packing up, but before we jump into the phones and back into the text here, we're going to stop down and talk about a great long-range trip with our good buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron. Hey, good morning, guys. I love those stories, Ricky.
Yeah, that's great. So, great to have you. Now we talked yesterday about the fact that they just had two spots open up on the Royal Star, a four-day trip on August 5th through the 9th, and pretty amazing. That's the trip that you went on. You went on the Let's Talk Hookup trip. I was supposed to go on that trip, but I went up to Katmai Lodge instead, and darn, Ron, you had to go. And how was the trip?
Are you kidding? Oh, that was the most wonderful thing I've experienced. I mean, what a great operation. From the top, when you got Captain Tim doing the hunting with Brian, those guys are maniacs. They just hunt, hunt, hunt. And, you know, it was tough fishing, and it was kind of, you know, difficult at first, but those guys were relentless. They put us in so many great fishing opportunities. And then one of the things that really took me back was how well they coached everybody up. It was like we were going to boot camp or something. We all learned so much. I was so impressed. I mean, the food was out. You guys know about the food. You've probably heard about the operation before. But if I had any way to get out of work, I'd be on that trip. If you've got availability,
yeah, for sure,
get on it.
Yeah, you know, Royal Star, Rick and I have both spent a lot of time on the Royal Star, and we know what it's like. It's just a sensational operation, and you have the A-team. You had Captain Tim Exum, Captain Brian Sims, and the incredible crew that they have there. And tell us about the fishing.
Well, I mean, there was a point where I was just getting frustrated, and the optimism of the crew, the way they just kept hunting those things down. Sure enough, 1 a.m., 1:20 in the morning, we finally just got on that school that was gonna, you know, start biting. And I just went back to back three times. I don't know how I got back to my bunk. I was so tired. But yeah.
Nice job, Ron.
Beautiful fishing, and I think we got 23 on that stop, and they were all big guys, big fat ones. And I got to tell you, we've been eating that stuff this week, coming from Sean's place. I mean, your fish gets taken care of from the get-go. I was watching those guys kill them, gut them, bleed them, and then they use that wire to, that new process. Yeah, wow. And I got to tell you, that's the best bluefin I've ever eaten. We've eaten it at the shop.
The Royal Star Processing, they invented the whole processing thing. So they're a cut above. I mean, they just, the way they do fish. And I, too, thanks to you, Ron, you shared some with me and ate it last night, and I ate it for breakfast yesterday, too. It is just sensational. When you take it from the Royal Star and you take it directly to Fisherman's Processing and have those guys cut it, and then vacuum pack it and put it on ice. I mean, you can't buy fish like that. It is just unbelievable.
I think that's a really great point that people don't understand, is that the whole nother thing. It doesn't taste like anything. It's out of this world. It's so different than something you would buy, or something that, you know, somebody gives you and you're not sure where. How did I get
there? Now tell us about the yellowtail fishing you had.
Well, that was exciting. We fished. We had great success on tuna, and they have the time on that 4-day trip to go hunting again. And these guys, we went up to one of the banks. It was a Cortez Bank or out at the other one, Tanner Bank, and they started this really elaborate chumming process to kind of herd up those guys. And when we anchored up, we were there from probably 7 in the morning till 12 and just got those big quality yellowtail. And, oh man, that's fun. And then, you know, what I got to say again about the coaching and the crew, you know, guys like Diego and Tim's son and the other crew on there, they'll help coach you up. And then I even watched them, you know, show guys how to cast. And when guys couldn't get it out far enough to get away, they cast for them, and what a learning experience! I got to tell you, it's improved my fishing a lot just watching what went on this trip. And that yellowtail fishing, I mean, to come back with five big old yellowtail, you know, what a bonus! And then
you mentioned fishing. You mentioned Duke Ekstrom, too. Duke Ekstrom, Tim's son, was a deckhand, and I guess he's really come of age of being a pretty phenomenal deckhand on the boat.
Oh, you know what? He's clever, witty, funny, and then he's just an awesome fisherman. And talk about help us get out untangled. Oh, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
Definitely an extra.
And thanks to our sponsors, too, AFCO and Shimano and Gamakatsu. Everybody got Gamakatsu hooks and Gamakatsu swag. And, of course, thanks to you, Ron, for Salty Crew swag. Everybody went home with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I got a picture of Roger, which I pretty much, I think he's Willie Nelson's twin brother. Anyway, he was wearing the Shimano, that ultimate sweatshirt, you know. I took a picture of him because he was so proud of winning that sweatshirt from Shimano.
Cool. Well, great. I'm glad you went, Ron. A great trip, a four-day trip on the Royal Star. Again, if you want to go on a four-day, this is unbelievable if they actually have openings on this August 5th through 9th trip. That's next weekend coming up here. So if you want to go, check RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can book right online or call Tracy in the office and get on it. Ron, thanks for doing a great job. I'm glad you had fun, and thanks
for
sharing your spoils with me. Appreciate that.
We've been sharing with a lot of people, and thank you guys. Great show.
Keep going, Ron.
Thanks very much. appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick. Greg from Laguna Niguel has been holding for a long time. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, you know, a question for you. About a month, maybe 6 weeks ago, you had one of your captains on there that was talking about a new lure out there that for those that aren't real experienced like myself, that it kind of worked itself, that you didn't have to, you know a lot about how to work the lure. Do you remember that conversation by chance?
I don't. But
Oh, man. Yeah,
that, you know, one of the best ways to get an education is go on a trip. You know, the it's you know, you're right there. You know, Dana Orr Sport Fishing, any of the San Diego Landing, C4 Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, all those guys just know so much about what's going on the water. And if you go on there, you would get such an education, like Ron Lane was just talking about, going on the Royal Star. It's like going to the University of Fishing, going on those operations. And more time on the water spent with guys that really know their stuff, that would be my suggestion, and that would be the way to go.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the man, your saltwater guide, find out what's biting out there, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Keith and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's Yamaha's Ready to Power sales event. Get up to 7 years warranty coverage on eligible new 150 to 425 horsepower outboards with purchase of Siren 3 Pro, along with a $1,000 dealer rigging credit. And also receive an additional $1,000 dealer rigging credit with the purchase of Bennett's trim tabs. Or get 6 years warranty coverage and a $250 dealer rigging credit with eligible 50 to 115 horsepower models. Visit your Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends September 8th, 2023, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24 to 36 month Yamaha extended service added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. We're back. I'm inside.
In the world headquarters here. Yeah. Power's back on. And I want to thank JP for manning that. And, of course, thanks to George for his creation, Lucy Global, for keeping us on the air. That was quite sensational. Doing it from the cell phone.
I can't believe that the technology is that way, yeah. That just with a a quick app that was, you know, created just for this style of scenario. Boy, right. It worked out great, man.
It worked out fantastic. That was fun. I remember doing it on Lucy Global, doing my report from Argentina, from Patagonia in January, February there. And that was the first time I ever used Lucy Global. So that was like, wow, this stuff really works, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah,
pretty amazing stuff. All right, well, he's here.
Yeah, that he is. There's no doubt about it. It's time for that FishDope.com report. And that's with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their spices, their rubs, their amazing poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at Fisherman's Processing.com. It is the final treatment that your fish deserves. After its time and its RSW, after that, you know, awesome fish handling by whatever boat you're on, it's the last step in the chain of perfection when it comes time to put it on your table. Make sure to make your reservations by giving them a text at 619-255-3128. Let's talk to him, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. Pete, did I miss the parade yesterday?
What's that?
Finally caught albacore. Didn't you have a parade?
Oh, yeah. Oh, didn't you listen to the show yesterday? We talked all about
it. Yeah, but I figured there was going to be a parade or something. Finally, Pete.
We didn't need a parade. Pete predicted it at the beginning of the year.
We knew it was going to happen.
No question. No, Pete said it was going to happen. There it was.
And there it was. That's pretty unreal. The first thing I thought of when I saw that picture on the Aztec, I was like, oh, my gosh. Pete did it. He finally did it. Perfect. How cool was that?
And then
that was the very first thing I thought of.
And then now to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, they get actual jig stop on the double, right, with boiling in the corner.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Could happen.
This is – Mark Wish summed it up perfect yesterday. This is the cycle we grew up with. This is the cycle you and I remember, Pete. This is perfect summertime fishing. Sand bass, barracuda, bonita, yellowtail, calico bass. We can forget about the bluefin. We've been talking about that for 7 years. Everyone knows it's epic bluefin. But all this other stuff that's happening, how spectacular. And then I heard you guys talking a little earlier about Lasley and Anthony fishing that swordfish. I don't know if you saw those pictures this morning. Steve is unbelievable. He hasn't been up here how long? Not only did he get a swordfish, he got a nice bunch of sea bass and a big halibut. While they were waiting to catch a swordfish, they caught sea bass and halibut. No one's caught a sea bass the last couple weeks. Come on, Steve.
Is there a better fisherman in the world?
He's the one.
I mean, Lasley is number one.
He's the GOAT. What about it? He's the greatest of all time. That guy's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's absolutely incredible. It's just mind-boggling. I just love that I can call him a friend, and I can call him up, and I can talk to him, and he shares with me a little bit of information, make sure I don't tell anybody what he tells me, which is kind of hard for me, you know? But hey, gang, the fishing is just absolutely incredible. But want to talk about this dinner. I'm going to be up there. Kelly Grove's going to be up there. We're going to be at SeaWorld on Thursday. I know you're not going to make it, Pete. You and Corey have to go do something really boring, but Rick and I will hold down the fort. It's going to be spectacular, and like Pete was saying, there's still some tickets available if you want to have dinner with the industry. We're all going to be there, and then what an award for Bill Shedd. Just absolutely incredible. It's going to be a great night. Every dime's going to be for supporting CCA, which is our only voice at the table. I talk about it every day on my podcast. Gang, come on out. Come to SeaWorld. Come to Hubs Research Center. See what's going on. Have dinner with the industry. You're going to get to have dinner with Kelly Girl and myself and Rick, Anthony Shea, and so many others that are in the industry, the big names in the industry, not just Dave and Kelly, but all the real people that are really in the industry are going to be there. It's going to be a fun night. Check out that dinner. There's plenty of tickets available. You want to make it to the it's going to be incredible, right, Pete?
CCACalifornia.org. Go online, look at the events page, a tab, and buy tickets for that event. Again, bummed I'm missing it. Great, I'm going to Queen Charlotte Safaris because it's biting. But I know you guys will hold the fort down. And, Dave, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, other than meet you at the big dinner on Thursday night at SeaWorld, how do we find you?
gang, it's really hard to not see me. Just type in your saltwater guide and get ready, because it's going to come flying in from every direction. And, gang, think about this. Pete's leaving again. The albacore are going to bite wide open.
Yeah, everything's going to bite wide open, you know. But watch out, because this is my last trip for a whole month. So I'm actually going to be around for a whole month after this one.
You know, I got to give you credit. I think you shook the Pete Gray thing a while ago. Because it's been the opposite. When you've been here, our weather turned around and was good. You know, you were like...
Now I'm leaving, the weather's crap.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need you to cancel some trips, man. We need you around here a little more often. Like, you've had the weather switch around on you, so yeah. I like having you here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to spending some time on the San Diego waters. I promise you that in August and September.
We're going to have a really good late season. And you and Willie said it best. The late season isn't really late. It's the beginning of it. You know, this kind of really is what our start rolling into summer feels like. I think we're in for a really good one.
Oh, for sure. Dave, have a great time at dinner.
Thanks.
Safe travels to you, and we'll talk to you. Actually, Rick, we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, you guys. Thanks for having me on the show. See you later.
See you, Dave.
All right. See you, Dave. All right. Phones are packed up. The texts are packing up. You have a great text?
I don't. I was going to jump into the phone. Exactly, and let's talk to Daniel. He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. What's up, Daniel? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Daniel?
I have a question for I have a question for you guys. Hey, have you guys tried or tested a new Talica 12A and a Talica 16-2A by any chance?
So I'm very familiar with the reel. Got an opportunity to check it out early when it was still in the prototype phase, but I'll be honest, I have not had an opportunity to catch a fish with it yet.
Tell me about it.
When they came down with the new Talica at the very beginning of... We got an unfair sneak preview of it because they were doing their promotional photos and things like that with it, and they took the boat out on Lucky Bee Charters with Brandon Nelson, but when the reels came, they had no line on them, and so although they were like sworn to secrecy and nobody's allowed to see them, well, they had to get string put on them, so they brought them down to the tackle store, and we all got to mess with them. The reels then debuted at ICAST. Now they're out for sale, but they've been on several of our boats. They've been on Seasons. They've been on the Lucky Bee. They've been on with Benny Florentino, and they're great. It's a very similar reel to what you're used to, just in an updated version. They did what Shimano did. The only person who could improve upon the design of a Talica was the people that designed Talica. It's the same price. You know, there's no price increase. The reel has a little bit smaller feel in your hand. Similar that when Trinidad Gold switched to Trinidad A, the line capacity stayed the same on all the reels, but the reel itself got physically smaller. Like, they built a smaller reel around the same size spool. So the side plates are a little skinnier and they're a little shorter, but they still house the same spool that they did. The shift lever is a little different. The handle's a little different. The clamp system is a little different, but all of the good that we're used to is there. The reel makes more drag pressure. I believe Towner said there's an extra bearing in the reel, but for the most part, it's the same bones that we love in an updated version. It's really nice. They did a fantastic job. As far as I know, only the 12 is available right now. They did introduce both the 12 and the 16. I could be wrong about that. I was out of town last week, but I know the 12s are available as we speak.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. Shimano always improving, for sure. But hard to beat the best reel that's ever been produced, Talica. But, I mean, how can you improve on that?
There's no need to get rid of your previous Talica. But going forward, there's no doubt. It's
because it's the same price. It's just replacing.
Yeah, it's just replacing. It's just the updated version. And you know how Shimano works. They never say anything. They keep everything close to the vest. But I'm sure we will see the rest of the line, happen over the coming years. You know, I'm sure that they will continue to change. They did a really nice job. It's killer.
Yeah, great. Hey, our buddy Gary from Lawnvale says, "Good morning, fishing buddies. Can you guys talk about some of the guests that have been on the show, like Del Marsh, Jack Nielsen, Dennis Bray?" I thought that was kind of fun, and thanks, Gary, for that. Yeah. I mean, I look back and I think about Del Marsh sitting here and Jack Nielsen and, you know, Dennis Braid. I mean, we've had
those
the fortune of so, and I, you know, over the thousands of shows that we've done in 32 years, I got to be honest with you, I can't recall all the great guests that we've had, because we've had so many great ones. But
Bill Poole and Frank Lepresti.
Well, Bill Poole was the very first guest on Let's Talk Hookup.
That's amazing.
And Frank, of course, is still a regular guest on Let's Talk Hookup. But some of the guys that aren't around, you know, like Dell was always a classic. Here was the thing about Dell. Dell was like such a classic, but he couldn't do the show by himself because he was just kind of all over the place.
He's the best.
So he'd always come in with Jack, and the two of them, like, of course, super close buddies. And just, it was like 2 hours of laughter with Dell Marsh.
Dell was such a character that, like, you just couldn't describe it if you didn't see him. He was so knowledgeable and so good at what he did.
And so accomplished in fishing,
too.
Yes,
but loved to downplay it, pretended like he didn't know, was crude as could be, yet your grandma would love him. You know what I mean? Like, he was quick with a joke. He was friendly to everybody. I loved him. He was the best.
Yeah, I got to say, that duo... probably one of my favorite duos.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt.
Del Marsh and Jack Nielsen.
One thing I'll forever regret or wish I could have been a part of was doing a long-range trip on the Red Rooster 3 with Jack and Dell together.
Yeah.
You know, that was like their happy place together.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have seen the dynamic that went on with those guys on one of those trips.
Yeah. I wish we had archives of those shows.
Right?
You know, they're somewhere. I have them on some old media somewhere of stuff like that, and I'd love to put them on some of the classic Let's Talk Hookup archives. And it's just a matter of trying to find the player that plays that media and be able to convert it into a digital form, you know. But I'm sure it exists.
I'm going
to
tell the quicker story that I probably shouldn't tell on the radio, but I'm going to anyways.
Go ahead.
I remember being, you know, quite a bit younger. I think I was 16. I was driving in, and Dell was like this big, larger-than-life person, and everybody knew about him, and I knew him for the shows, and, you know, he's an esteemed guest. And I remember driving in. We were in a really fancy studio then, right off of the 5, and I remember driving in, and I caught Dell, like, peeing in a bush in the parking lot.
We were at the Mormon Temple?
Exactly. It was, like, the same parking lot as the Mormon Temple coming down the 5. We were in this big, white, beautiful building, like, high-end studio, and there was Dell, like, peeing in the parking lot.
I think he was
drinking a Coors Light, too, or something.
Yeah, who knows?
It was great. Yeah. Ever since then.
One of a kind.
Yeah, he's the people's champ.
Yeah, for sure. Legend, as he used to call it, a legend in his own shower.
That was the truth.
Yeah,
man, that was
for
Dell.
Sure. Hey, some really good texts, and I want to thank you. Here's another one from Lance in 29 Palms. He says, Pete and Rick, I know you both have caught many kinds of fish, but what fish is your bucket list fish?
Ooh.
Left on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
For me, it's a dog tooth tuna. I want to catch a doggy. I want to do that at some point. A dog tooth tuna would be way up there for me. I think that's probably sitting atop my bucket list. That or like one of those Napoleon wrasse or a really cool, you know, something along those lines. I really one day hope to catch a 300-pound yellowfin tuna, you know, like on a fly line sardine, something like that. Like those are somewhere up on my bucket list for sure.
For sure. I'm going on this sturgeon trip with Cass and my brother-in-law and then Gary the doc in September. I'm not going to say that fish is on my bucket list, but catching a 10-foot sturgeon, I think it's going to be kind of cool.
No doubt.
But my bucket list right now is a giant brown trout.
I hooked
them in Montana a couple of years ago, and I had them right at the net, and he pulled off. I want to catch that fish.
Yeah.
That's my bucket list right now.
There are certain things that, you know, and again, I look back at how lucky I've been in my life to get to do some really cool things, and there's some fish that I've caught, and your story right there, that big brown, is a perfect example of it. You know, you've caught browns before, but catching the one in a specific way then kind of makes its way back up to the list. You know, originally it's scratch it off. You know, I want to catch a big tuna. Well, I want to catch a big tuna this way, and I want to catch this fish on a popper or something along those lines. I really want to one day do a Great Barrier Reef mothership trip.
Yeah,
do the doggy thing. I'd love to see those big black marlin that get on the reef down there.
Yeah.
I'd love to see one of those giant fish, you know, a grander sized fish. I just want to be a part of that. And you know, catching the bait and seeing a fish that eats a 40-pound tuna that's a skip bait. Like, that's something I want to see real bad one day.
You should have a discussion with Anthony on Thursday at the big CCA dinner and say, hey, man, come on.
I'll tie your knots. No problem.
I'll tie your knots. Yeah, I'll rig your stick here better than anybody else. Yeah. I got to get on your boat, man.
Yeah, if you're looking for a professional tackle rigger, I got you covered.
Yeah,
no problem.
For sure. All right. Hey, you have a good one there?
I'm still rolling through my favorite ones, but I got a great phone call here, and that's from our buddy John, who's calling us from out in Dallas, Texas this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I'm hearing you loud and clear from Dallas. You always come in so clear, and I just want to say that Shimano has a great product. That's all I fish with is Talicas and Trinidads. And they never break down on me.
That's a great call, John. And boy, you hit the nail on the head. I think that it's hard to sound like you're not trying to push an infomercial because obviously we're sponsored by Shimano, and that's the thing.
And have been for three decades.
But when I leave this radio show and I walk into the tackle store, like that hat comes off, and we have access to everything that exists. It's the best gear there is.
No question.
Take the sponsorship part out of it. Like, there isn't a two-speed like the Talica. There isn't a single-speed Star Drag like the Trinidad. They're amazing reels, and it's crazy that you can get the power and torque and free spool, but also have the longevity. Like, when's the last time you burnt the drag out of a Talica? It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. and I'm unlike many. I'm a lot like Ricky, and unlike many people, is I don't take care of my stuff. I just wash it off. Back the drag off and put it in the corner. That's it. And I think one time I had a Talica service.
Yeah.
Just one time.
It's crazy.
Of all the Talicas I have.
And when you do, it's usually a handle that got stiff. Because of exactly. And that's going to happen. It's going to happen in a Talica. It's going to happen in everything.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Salt water makes its way into everything. And if that little droplet ended up, on that bearing and it got a chance to get itself started and get the corrosion process started, like it's going to freeze up a bearing. It'll happen to everything. But
I will say this. I have sent a couple of my Talicas to Cal and Eric at Cal's Custom Reels.
Same.
And they open the reel up and go, man, this thing needs a service. but it's still performed, right?
The thing that blew me away, I think, the most, I've always loved those reels, is what I use, what I choose to spend my own money on when I'm buying them. But when the rental department at Fisherman's Landing kind of made the switch to ultra premium tackle, and they put all those Talicas in, and then watching them go every single night. I mean, every single day, 100 of those things go out, and they get the crud beat out of them, and they get squirted with salt water, and they catch a bunch of big fish, and then they go right back into the rack. They get a spritz of fresh water, they get a new top shot put on them, and they go right back out again. Those reels fish every single day, all season long, and they're still killer. It's crazy to me.
It's pretty amazing.
They last forever. They're a really, really good reel.
Yeah. Glad you like them, John. Thanks a lot for the call. And we want to thank all of our listeners, too, for all the tremendous support of all of our sponsors, not just Shimano, but Ford, AFCO, Dana Landing, West Coast Marine, Best Boats, Fisherman's Landing, Power Pro, Costa, of course, Gamakatsu Hooks, all the finest products. And, we have the finest because we've been around for long enough, and they know it sells product for them. So
I think about that a lot, is we're very lucky to get to recommend the best stuff, and it would be very strange to be put into a position where it was your job to promote something that wasn't first rate. And I'm so lucky that I work for a guy like Pete who you have the best. And it's the truth. Like, I don't know what I'd have to do if I had to tell somebody, like, oh, you check out this reel. It's great.
Yeah.
But in your back pocket, it's no Talica. But we don't have to do that here.
No.
We're very lucky to get to work with the best of the best in the
industry.
And
we want to thank all the sponsors of Let's Talk Hookup for the many, many years of support. We couldn't do it without you.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a great text come through. It says, hey, guys, if you're out fishing with a 40-pound rig, pardon me, and not getting bit because your line is too big, is it okay to tie a piece of 20 or 25-pound fluorocarbon at the end of your 40-pound mono? If so, what kind of knot do you choose? I always enjoy listening to the show, Pete and Rick, and that's from Lorenzo.
All right, Lorenzo.
So is it okay? Yes, there's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, there's a misconception there in that the 20-pound is going to get you bit better. The not getting a bite part has a lot less to do with the fish seeing the difference between 20-pound and 40-pound, and it has a lot more to do with how your bait reacts when it's towing 40-pound line versus 20-pound line. You know, that when the diameter is half as much, your sardine has half the effort that he needs to put out to swim good. So a 20-pound outfit allows your bait to swim so much better. It's a lot less them seeing 20 versus seeing 40. And so if your bait is still towing around 40-pound line but just has a little 3-foot piece of 20 in front of it, it's not going to help things the way that you're thinking like a 20-pound outfit would. You know, the size reel that you fish on 20 is a lot smaller than a 40, so he's got less inertia to turn that spool around. You're probably fishing a little longer, a little softer rod on your 20-pound outfit. Like, all those are the things that make your 20-pound gear get the bite better than your 40-pound gear, not necessarily the type of line that's attached to it.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Hey, I've got great text here, too, from Sammy, and I'm not sure where Sammy is, but the reason I want to read this, and I'll explain later, he says, good morning. I will be fishing the Coronado Islands next week, Friday, with Bite Sport Fishing Charters. My question is, what rig would you bring beyond 25-pound live bait rig? What type of jig stick, jigs, poppers, etc.? Catch reports of the islands are slim. The one note I want to make, and I'll go into the tackle part of it, is I talked to Ken Frankie yesterday, and the FMM portal has been
a nightmare.
He says, that's why I'm going to go any further than that. He says that tomorrow they will have a complete explanation of how to use the FMM portal at californiasportfishing.org on their Mexico tab on the FMMs. And it's working now, he says. And I haven't personally experienced this, but if you're going to the Coronado Islands, you do need an FMM. It's a totally different process this year. But you can, and there's some question about whether you can put all of your people on one FMM. And
right.
Yes, you can.
Correct.
He says you can. So the old way, you just put number of people four. That's not. So the only passport number they need is the passport of the operator that's buying the thing. And then you can buy the number of permits that you need on the FMM. So yes, it is supposed to be working. They are going to have a complete explanation lined out at californiasportfishing.org on how to purchase the FMM properly. And that being said, you know, good luck trying to get it, and let's hope it works.
I'm glad you said it exactly how you did. That's perfect.
And thank you, Ken Frankie.
Absolutely.
And all his guys for working diligently trying to get that thing straightened out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because it represents a lot of money for Mexico. And our whole idea is in supporting Mexico is that they will open up areas to us and keep areas open. If we can support them, they will support us.
Keep the revenue going. It's a big deal.
That's the whole idea. So as far as going to Coronado Islands, I love fishing the Coronado Islands. 25-pound outfit is perfect. But there's been some big yellows there and big sea lions there, too.
Yeah.
So I would not hesitate to bring a 30 and a 40 and a 50-pound outfit myself.
Totally agree. Yeah. And you got to have a surface iron rod.
Yeah,
100%
for sure.
Of the time at the Coronado Islands, no matter the time of year, you should always have a surface iron outfit with you. You should have a good 40-pound outfit. You can double that as your yo-yo jig reel if that's if that's what's getting presented to you. But, yeah, I'm in total agreement with you, dude. Good call.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump back in the phones.
Before we jump in the phones, I got a cool announcement that I'd like to make.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
A reminder that things go so fast.
Yeah.
This is big. This is big breaking news on Let's Talk Hookup.
So we did a very fun family trip out to Hawaii last week, and a big thanks to Corey and Brandon, who you guys did an awesome job. That was a lot of fun, and we got to take Wyatt, our boy, and my wife and I had a great time. We went with both grandmas, Auntie Carly, the whole crew all went out there. And the reason we were going is we really wanted to get to sneak a big trip in there while Dallas and I are still a family of three, because our big announcement is we're having another baby boy, and we're really excited. And
it's a baby boy, huh?
Yeah.
Wyatt's gonna have a brother.
We already found out. Yeah, Wyatt's gonna be a big bro.
Yeah.
So sometime around Thanksgiving this year, we got the fourth member of the Maxa family coming our way.
Around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Right around Thanksgiving time. I know. We're
really
excited. Congratulations. Totally. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
We're really pumped.
Yeah.
Wyatt's been really fun. He's 1.5 now. Obviously, this is all brand new to me, but like it's
so he'll be close to 2 when the baby brother
comes. They'll be almost exactly 2 years apart. Okay. A month away, a month away from being 2 years exactly. Yeah. And we're having a blast.
Well,
and he was fun in Hawaii, and we just can't wait for the next one. And so that was our big news. We're
so
really excited.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks,
all
buddy.
All right. Well, congratulations. Let's jump in the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's coming from out in Phoenix this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, it's only about 119 out here, so I was enjoying the seagulls in the background earlier. The question pretty I have fun. For you, Rick, is big bass fisherman and with a drop shot here, but what is the knot you use on the bluefin drop shot technique?
It's a great question, and we have had a few times, in the tackle store, we've had to correct that. Freshwater drop shot, most guys, myself included, tie a Palomar knot, leave a long tag in, whip the tag in back through the eye of the hook so it stands out straight and away you go. For sure, that is not the route that we want to go for a big tuna. The drop shot, the preferred drop shot rig, the brawler rig, as it's often referred to, is done with a ringed hook. The reason for the ringed hook is it allows you to tie two separate pieces of line to create your drop shot. A traditional San Diego jam knot, or your knot of choice, a uni, a John, whatever you like. I'm a San Diego knot guy. So a San Diego knot right to the ring of the hook, and then a second piece of line and another San Diego knot to the same ring and then down to the swivel. So if you can imagine on your ringed hook, you have the top of the ring with a knot on it. Your hook kind of toggles in between the top knot and then the bottom knot, which goes down to your sinker.
You said swivel. You meant sinker.
If I said swivel, I meant sinker. Excuse me. So, knot on the top.
So now the knot on the bottom to the sinker doesn't necessarily have to be your best knot.
Could be
because
whatever,
if the sinker breaks away. That's not so critical. It's more so the connection to the fish on the top knot, right?
It's a very good point. You're absolutely right. What you're after, the reason for that is so that when you are attached to the fish, you have a solid connection, a great San Diego knot that's attached to a ringed hook that's in your fish, and away you go. But a really good question, Mike.
Yeah, really good question, because it works.
It works well, and people hear the drop shot rig, and we've seen it, a few guys rigged up. Mike's a bass fisherman. He's caught 1,000 fish on the drop shot. In freshwater, well, of course, I'll just do that with heavy line. And you don't want that big fish pulling against your long tag-ended Palomar knot. It's just a recipe for disaster. So, two separate knots on a ringed hook is the way to go.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Jeff in Mission Viejo has a question. He says, good morning, Pete and Rick. Hey, my brother and I booked 2 spots on next year's Let's Talk Hookup Katmai Lodge trip. Do we need to bring our own fly rods, or do they have good gear available? Very good question. I brought my 8-weight fly rod, and I wish I would have brought my 6-weight fly rod. I brought 7, and it was a mistake because we were fishing up the race. Did I need to bring that gear? No, absolutely not. They had everything that I needed, all Loomis rods and good reels. I am left-handed, so I reel a fly reel right-handed. That was the biggest issue for me is converting the reel. They weren't really up on converting the reel. They would have done it in the time, but so if you're left-handed like me and you like to reel from the right-hand side on a fly reel, now I reel conventionally on a normal basis. I reel everything from the right, but I cast from the left with my fly rod, so I like to reel from the right. But if you're reel normal, if you're not weird like me, then just use their gear. And they have fantastic waders. I will say this about the waders. I always bring my own waders because so many people use their waders up there, you might have a wader that leaks. I don't like leaky waders,
especially
when it's cold, right? So I took my own waders. I used their boots.
Easy to pack that way.
Easy to pack.
Yeah.
And I took a couple of fly rods, which don't take up a lot of space. If you like using your own flyers, you're welcome to, but you do not need to do that. The trip to Katmai next year is sold out, but it's a year away. So there's always turnover. If you want to go to one of the most spectacular places, I can't wait to go back to that place. It is the memories of the experiences I see at Katmai. I know it's same for you, Rick. Are ingrained in my memory forever. The fishing is spectacular. The place is unbelievable. And how they pull off what they do in the middle of the wilderness is a feat.
That's the part. It sounds cliche to say it, but the fishing really does come secondary. You're in the middle of nowhere. You're on a small plane flying over tundra with not a road, not a car, not anything, for a long time before you land at a runway that is the lodge. And the fact that you're that far out and your room is comfortable and there's nice linens on the beds and there's killer food and there's Starlink and everything else, it's such a special spot. It's, you know, it's where I asked my wife to marry me. Such a cool place, and the wildlife that you get to see and then have the crazy fishing to go along with it. It's not a cheap trip, but it, you know, we talked earlier in the show about bucket list. It's one that should be on your list. It's a lot of money, but it's worth not going on a special trip 1 year and saving all that fishing money up so that the second year you can go there. That cool.
Now, on the cost, they did go up for 2024, but it's basically they went up 10%, which is our discounted price. We get we're the only ones.
Yeah.
Bob made this clear. It's like, let's not hook up this. And Davis Post are the only guys that get this special deal because they get sell every spot at full price. And we get a 10% discount. It did go up 10%. And they do have four-day packages or a seven-day package. I highly recommend the four-day package or the seven-day package because it's so far to get there.
Yep.
And you need that extra 3 days to really get ingrained into what's going on.
And weather can happen up there. Weather did happen to us.
We lost a whole day.
That's the thing. Yeah. If you give yourself 7 days, you can allow weather to happen and be in the lodge and play cribbage and whatever it might be.
It was no big deal losing a day because we had six more days to go, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You got to do that one. It's an expensive trip, but it is so worth it. I promise you it is.
It's a bucket list trip for people. And what's funny is, like, everybody on our trip's a saltwater angler.
That's what I was going to say.
Right?
Totally.
They're all saltwater angling, and this is all freshwater fishing. But it's... Believe me,
you will
love it. Brian Kuhara and his wife had a great time up there. Yeah.
You do not need to be an expert fly caster. They have amazing tackle there. You know, I always said
the same guides are fantastic.
It's so good. The catching fish and pulling off to the side of the river and cooking you lunch on the boat. It's such a special experience.
Yeah. What's so funny is I fished with this guy I would never met before, Billy, and super good guy from Santa Cruz, farmer up in Santa Cruz, and he doesn't get out a lot because he's a farmer. He works really hard, right? And so every day we'd eat either a Jack's King salmon or a sockeye salmon on the river, barbecued by our guide, Jamie. And, I mean, the guides pride themselves in creating these amazing meals for you on the river. And then the last day, we said, all right, let's change it up. Let's have hamburgers the river. And, oh, my God, it was like the best hamburger ever, right? In the middle of the river.
You described Dallas and I's trip up there. Yeah. Same exact thing. We had amazing meals. He spreads and he did fruit and all these killer things. The best thing we had was a freezing cold day. We were fishing grayling up in the Braids. It was super cold and he busted out the grill and grilled up a couple of killer cheeseburgers. It was like life-changing.
Yeah.
So much fun. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing on board the San Diego. What a fun show this was. And we got more of it when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, having a great time this morning.
Flip that coin.
It's time to find out who's doing it. We're going to do our prize coin here, caller or texter. Today, we have a texter, and congratulations, Lance, in 29 Palms. You are going fishing on board the San Diego C4 Sport Fishing. Congratulations,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, congratulations. And I'll tell you what, the American Angler, amazing, has two spots available on an eight-day trip that departs in a little over a week, about and a half, August the 8th.
Perfect.
Amazing the way that I can't believe they have spots available. So if you want to go, check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Wahoo is all I can say. They're catching wahoo. So you want to go, call Lori in the American Angler office and grab those last two spots on that eight-day trip. Rip, such a great show.
It's fun, dude.
We really want to throw out a huge thank you to JP for manning the phones during our crises.
Yeah,
here,
killed it today.
With no power, and then we finally got up in the second hour there on power, and JP did a fantastic job keeping us coordinated. And thanks to George for creating that Lucy Global app. That worked out so great. And guess what, Rick? I won't be here again next week, but that's not a problem. I'll be home for a whole month after that. But you and yourself, and maybe Brandon, if we can talk him into it. You and Brandon, I think, because Corey and I both are headed for Queen Charlotte Safaris. Next Saturday, Bill Barney, surf fishing expert, and Ted from Gamakatsu Hooks going to be here. They're going to be talking about all that new product from Gamakatsu for surf fishermen. Then next Sunday, Captain Marcus Medak and Danny Fuller from the Shearwater will be here. That's going to be super fun there. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we will see you next Saturday and Sunday from the world headquarters here, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.